You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio at the Everyman Cinema, King's Cross in central London, for the preview screening of the new RNIB TV cinema and multimedia ad for the new RNIB campaign See the Person, Not the Sight Loss, with Lorna Forbes, RNIB Head of Brand Engagement, and Martin Wingfield, RNIB Brand Director. This has been something that's taken a little bit of time.
Absolutely, around 18 months in the making with the planning, the strategizing, the insight. It's been a really big team of people involved across RNIB to make this massively important campaign come to life.
And we've watched the film today and we've seen a number of versions, and it is quite a hard-hitting film. Was that part of the sort of, I suppose, the main structure of it, to actually make sighted people think about sight loss?
Absolutely. We knew that we had to tell a really authentic story. We want to capture hearts and minds with the understanding of sight loss, because we know if people understand sight loss a lot more, then that will help them change their behaviour. So being hard-hitting, authentic, but also showing the hope and the resilience at the end is absolutely where we wanted to be.
And being hard-hitting is super important in a world where there is so much going on out there. We need to cut through the media, the news, the clutter, and make people really pay attention to such an important message.
And obviously the character of Ava, she's a teenager, she's losing her sight and everything else. Why did you want to focus on her? And also, she's a gamer as well, which is something which I think a lot of visually impaired people might not really understand, that visually impaired people game.
Absolutely. It's all part of the myth-busting mission that we're on. Most people in the general public think everyone with sight loss is old, that they don't do a great deal. So showing a young person that's a gamer, amongst many other things in the ad, was super important.
Yeah, we really wanted to show the intersectionality of sight loss, i.e. you can have sight loss, but then you can also be male, you could be a gamer, you could be female, you could be of a different race, all of those different things that make up the person that you are. And again, it's all about asking people to see the person, not the sight loss. There is so much more that makes up somebody that's living with sight loss.
And it was very much bringing a lot of the RNIB services together in one campaign as well, because obviously you've got the ECLOS, you've got the RNIB helpline, you've got the reading services, there's all sorts of things going on there. Do you think this is a good opportunity to promote those services?
Very much so. And the main intention of the ad is absolutely targeting the general public to change their perceptions and myth bust. However, it was a perfect opportunity to show people with sight loss, their friends and family, that RNIB are there at a potentially crucial time in someone's life. And we have all of those services on offer to really help people through what can be a very difficult time.
And also, Lorna, as sort of head of brand engagement, how do you see the ad and the rest of the campaign engaging with, I suppose, with other people, with general public and also other organisations?
What I'm really hoping is that people see the ad and learn something new about sight loss. So they understand that actually it's not the outdated misconceptions that it's potentially an old man with a cane. Actually, sight loss is a spectrum and it also spans the whole of society. So I want them to kind of understand that. And then I want them, off the back of that, to try and understand what they might be able to do to kind of help somebody with sight loss should they need it, what part they can play in improving the lives of blind and partially sighted people. And we've got a lot of digital assets that we will be sharing alongside the TV campaign and pushing that out to people on their social platforms so they have the opportunity to engage in those learning elements and just understand a little bit more about the realities of sight loss.
And this is obviously a TV and cinema and obviously social media campaign, and it'll be running and people will be able to see it during Coronation Street and Gogglebox and various other favourite programmes that people watch. But it's also a sort of a long campaign. There's this 25-year campaign, isn't there, Martin?
Very much so. And this is just the start of RNIB's mission to address the number one barrier that people with sight loss tell us stops the leading a full life, and to change public attitudes, public perceptions, and really educate and inform the public about the realities of sight loss and what it is and what it isn't.
And for you both, what do you think are the main
key points that you want people to take from seeing the campaign and engaging with the campaign?
I think for me, I want people just to see that people with sight loss are just like anybody else, are approachable. They may need help at some points, feel free to ask them. They may be completely independent and not, but just feel comfortable approaching people and speaking to people. And I'm not going to be able to help myself because I'm going to go with the campaign line, see the person, not the sight loss.
Difficult to follow that, to be honest. But really, fundamentally, it's about telling the public that people with sight loss are just like everyone else. They can't see very well, but that's it.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Lorna and Martin, for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Toby.
Thanks, Toby.